Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Brett Better Keep It. Brett Better Keep It Moving.
Keep It Moving is where we cover all the trending stories. We put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy, so we'll run through trending stories in the next 2 minutes. You'll feel like, cool, I just scrolled through the internet while driving in my car. Hannah, best time of day to have sexy time.
Whoa!
Depending on your age.
Okay, let's hear it.
In your 20s, like you, and high libidos and robust hormones, morning hours are the sweet spot for getting frisky.
Oh, good thing I'm at work.
Yeah, can't do that.
Yeah.
In your 30s, like me, scheduling sex is the most important time. Like, you have to put it on your calendar because you're young kids, busy lives, things like that. That makes sense. I told you my wife and I had to start doing that. In your 40s, lunch breaks are ideal.
Wow. That's fun.
In 50s, midday, because Kevin can't make it past 7 o'clock.
Yeah, I can't.
That's your nap time.
Yeah, right, Kevin's exactly. Like, I'm busy, I'm napping.
Yes.
But yeah, you can't make it past 9 o'clock in your 50s.
Right.
You're just old and tired.
Yeah.
The most hated characters in TV history ranked.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh.
All right, so let's start.
Owen Hunt, Grey's Anatomy, my vote.
No, people do hate Owen Hunt, but no. Number 6, let's go Ross on Friends.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, people hate Ross. Then we'll go top 3. Kai, Star Trek, Deep Space Nine.
Oh, you mean Khan?
Kai? K-Win? I don't know. K-A-I.
K-A-I?
Hi.
I don't even know who that is.
Kevin,
Deep Space Nine?
He's so hated, he's not even relevant.
Yeah.
K-Win? That's how.
K-Win.
Cousin Oliver on the Brady Bunch is number 2.
That's
and
hilarious.
Sheldon Cooper from Big Bang Theory.
Sheldon, really?
People,
oh, wow.
I do think he's kind of annoying.
I thought people loved him.
I know. I do think he was like good enough to get a spinoff, but like annoyingly, like hate to love him. Publisher Clearinghouse went bankrupt, so winners stopped receiving their forever checks.
No.
That's horrific.
Okay, I'll tell this story really quickly.
No wonder they went corrupt.
Or bankrupt.
So corrupt, bankrupt, same thing.
So one of the things that actually happened is they've had like multiple people, like 10 people or more, that were supposed to get like $5,000 a week, $260,000 a year.
Woo!
And they had won this. They were going to get these forever checks. They went bankrupt, can't get the forever checks anymore.
Uh-oh.
So they've been doing this for like almost 10 years. Most of these people actually end up quitting their jobs because they've been getting steady income,
$260,000
a year. Now that they won't get their checks anymore, the guy said, I started looking for a job because of the bankruptcy and he can't find a job. He hasn't worked in 10 years.
Oh my God. That's
so this
horrible.
Was his job.
Oh my
so
gosh. This is a...
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurices.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Tragedy.
What a crazy story, right?
Brett better keep it, Brett better keep it moving.
All right, I have this bizarre theory that you can tell a lot about someone's personality just by their car. If you're sitting around, sometimes you think, oh yeah, this is this type of person. 855-444-MEGA. 855-444-6342. I could prove it. Like, even just like us on the show. Like, Kevin, give me your car.
I have a Ford Focus.
Practical guy. Guys, attention to detail. Raised long drives. Cares about, you know, stability. Loyal. That's the type of guy this guy is. Boom.
What about me?
What kind of car you got?
Jeep Wrangler.
Bougie. Like, sporty. Fun.
Sporty. Mean sporty?
Yes. I think Wranglers are very sporty, and I think Hannah likes to go to the gym, works out, like likes being outside, walking. I consider Hannah sporty.
If someone threw a ball at me, it'd slam me in the face.
Sporty is different for different things. Like, it's not like only sports. Like, you could hike and be athletic and go to the gym and be active. I consider you an active person.
I'm very active.
Yeah, so you're an active person. Boom. Tells me a lot about your personality. AB.
A Honda Accord.
Yeah, very, very practical. Says my dad thought about this car for me and said, hey, safety over everything else. Security matters to her. There you go. Let's go to Blessing. Blessing, you want to put me to the test? Go for it. What kind of car you got?
Okay, I have a Chevy Cruze.
Chevy Cruze.
Oh, used to have one of those.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Fun. Interesting person. Likes to take spontaneous adventures. Also with the Chevy Cruze is you want a lot of money, want to get rich, but you feel like you're still balling on a budget.
Okay. It sounds like you're reading this off of something.
No. People in the room.
Call him out.
No. Am I making this up?
He's not on ChatGPT.
I am not.
I swear.
I'm that
sure
good.
Sure you are.
No, you don't believe me? Because I nailed it, didn't I, Blessing?
You did nail it.
Told you.
Oh, my gosh.
Anything like that for a Chevy Cruze. I understand somebody that likes to save money, somebody that's conservative.
No.
Because that's what people usually do.
No, I got you, Blessing. I know you. I can tell.
Wow.
See, bring it on.
Psychic reader.
I got. Yeah. I'm going to the circus, guys. 855-444-MEGA. If you want to take on this challenge, you just give me a call. Tell me the make and model of your car. I'll tell you your personality. I'm telling you, you look around if you're driving right now and you just look at the cars and you can just instantly tell people's personality. Like me, we got a van. Dad life, you know it. You see someone's car and you can tell a lot about their personality. I'm going to prove that I can do this. This is a skill that I have. You just tell me your car and I'll tell you your personality. Michelle, what kind of car do you drive?
Well, I'm the same as Hannah. I've got Jeep Wrangler, but I'm in my 50s and retired and have two kids that
okay.
I go around everywhere.
Michelle?
And my dog gets the front seat all the time over the kids.
Okay. Well, Michelle, you're telling me a lot about your life anyways. Michelle's like, let me tell you the details about my personality. Michelle, you don't want to let go of the glory days. You still feel like you got it. Like, your best years are ahead of you. You're retired, you're fun, and you're looking for your next big thing that keeps your interest.
Yes.
Boom! Told
okay.
you.
Three
next,
for three.
Thank you. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what kind of car do you got?
Chevy Equinox.
Chevy Equinox. Dave, you work from home. Steady job, but you don't feel like you're in the job that's like, it's a job, not a career. You don't feel like you're in the one. And
all
constantly thinking like, man, there's something probably, I got to find the right job, something I love, right?
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Dave.
This is crazy.
Holy cow. How did you know he worked from home?
You just feel it in your bones.
It's the car. The car speaks to
me.
Wow. All right, I'm going to do one more, okay? Monique.
Yes.
All right, Monique, what kind of car do you got?
A Volkswagen Atlas.
I don't even know what that is. So a Volkswagen Atlas. When did you get it?
Where did I get it?
When?
Whoa.
When? Oh, when? 21.
Oh, all right. Volkswagen Atlas. Since I don't know what that type of car is, I feel like you are adventurous with your food. You're adventurous with when it comes to your experiences in life. You like to travel, have traveled, and miss traveling.
I've traveled a little bit. I would like to travel more, absolutely. But basically, grandma at home with my grandbaby a lot. I'm still working full time, so you know.
You're ready to travel. You're ready to like. If you weren't grandma all the time, you're like, I like being grandma, but I don't want to be grandma all the time. I wish I was part time grandma, right?
Husband's getting ready. He wants to retire in a few years. I'm 10 years younger.
Yeah.
So he's pushing me to quit early, kind of thing. But you know,
get yourself a camper and go, Monique. There you go, guys. I told you I have a skill. Do we all agree?
You got something.
Apparently you do.
You got something. Happy first day of football. We appreciate you spending this special holiday with us here on the Brett Magus Show. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Football might be your favorite sport, but my favorite sport is dance. And the Dancing with the Stars lineup was fully announced yesterday. So I'll go through all the people next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So yesterday was a really big day for Dancing with Stars fans because it was the day where the full lineup was released for the upcoming season. It's going to be season 34 of this damn show. That's just crazy to me. But we got to hear about new cast members yesterday, like the Olympic gymnast Jordan Chiles. We also got to hear that the actress Danielle Fishel is going to be joining as well.
Topanga!
Hey!
That makes sense now. And then we got to see like pairings of the other celebrities who we already know would be on the dance floor this season. Like we already knew influencer Alex Earle was going to be a part of it. Two of the Mormon wives, Whitney and Jen, also have to say, yesterday when like their photos got released, AB and I didn't recognize them.
No.
Really?
They like dyed their hair, lost a ton of weight. One of them just had a baby.
I wonder when they did the photo shoot. They might have lost the weight because of the dancing, because they have to practice for like 7, 8, 10 hours a day.
Literally looked like different humans, and it's crazy to me because I follow both of those Mormon wives like pretty closely on social media. They both fully moved their families to LA.
Like
that's just crazy to me. But we got to see who they were going to be partnered with. Other people featured this season: Robert Irwin, Dylan Efron, Zach's brother, Corey Feldman, and just so many other people. And it just surprises me to see like the evolution of this show, because back in the day when it first started, you know, it was like big people that a ton of people knew. And I feel like they've kind of geared towards more like people who are on social media and influencers. But that makes sense because those are the people who are really relevant today. So a lot of people are knocking it like it's just influencers going on, you know, Dancing with the Stars. But that's who's irrelevant right now. Influencers.
I feel like it's a pretty good lineup.
It's going to be a competitive season.
I was going to say it's really competitive because Lauren from Fifth Harmony is on there. So she clearly has a dance background. Jordan, who is an Olympic athlete, but there's a lot of dance when it comes to doing
gymnastics. I feel
like
half the cast has dance experience, which is kind of cheating, but also as an ex-dancer myself, I would rather watch people be good than bad. So
I think that's like, because it's supposed to be Dancing with the Stars, and when they have such a big dance background, I think it's like super unfair to those people that don't, but whatever.
Exactly.
I don't even watch the show. My prediction is Dylan Efron wins it. I watch him on Traitors. He's super competitive. I do think that he's really athletic. And I think he's someone who's going to take it very serious.
Who do you think's going to win, AB?
I think Whitney.
Wow! Yeah. From Mormon Wives?
Yeah.
I'm thinking influencer Alex Earle. I feel like she's so petite and like easy to fling around. I feel like she's got it for me.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, Update Megamind question of the day. Got the answer for you coming your way. People who have to do this are at a much higher risk for divorce. People who have to do this, usually end up divorced.
I'm going to say people who have to work from home.
Oh,
that was good.
I know.
Oh, that was a great one.
That one has some roots.
Kevin.
Well, if that's not it, I'm going to say people who have to drive a long distance.
Drive?
Kevin!
Oh, my God.
Yourself?
Kevin has an hour-long commute
Kevin
to work.
Kevin has some tea to spill.
Wow.
Okay, well, I was kind of thinking the opposite of Hannah, as in, like, people who have very demanding jobs and they're working very late.
Ooh. Guys, good guess is all work related. You feel like work is related,
yes.
Leading to divorce. Someone got it correct. It is either people who work from home, people who have high demanding jobs like CEOs, or people who have long commutes, aka
Kevin.
Yeah. Mm. We'll find out if Kevin's marriage will make it next.
Mega Minds.
All right, I told you, someone knows a lot about divorce here on the Brett Magus Show, despite no one being divorced. People who have done this are much higher risk of divorce. Hannah, your guess was?
I guessed people who work from home.
Kevin?
I said people who have a long commute.
A.K.A. Kevin, who has a long commute.
I have a long commute.
And I said people who have really demanding jobs and work late.
So something work-related. Kevin somehow has survived the most likely reason people get divorced, a higher risk for divorce. Mm-hmm. Long commutes lead to more divorces. Time in the car.
What? I guess you're just aggravated when you get home.
Aggravated. It's like the long commutes, like time away from the family, being able to get to things, do things. All of it sucks.
Kevin, you're one of the rare ones.
I'm the rare one.
All too well, because ChatGPT loved his marriage.
I know.
You didn't tell him how far you were commuting, though. Right. That was the key.
Yeah, you would have been the worst score in the room.
What was the song of the summer? We know what was the song of the summer. So Billboard magazine has determined the song of the summer, which song was on top of the Billboard chart, which song was most streamed this entire summer. And I think you're going to be surprised what was the most streamed and talked about song this summer. Hmm. There was a lot of debate on what we thought was going to be the song of the summer. And I will say this, none of us picked what was going to be number one. None of us, when we were, thought was going to be it. I think Hannah and I picked a couple of Morgan Wallen, Tammy Cray songs. AB, I think you said it hadn't come out yet. You, mm-hmm. You thought it was going to be a pop star. It is not a pop star at all. Let's start at number four. This is the fourth most string song of the summer.
Morgan Wallen. Me,
okay, out of all the Morgan Wallen songs, I didn't think it would be this.
If I'm the problem, you might be the reason.
Well, it was the fourth most streamed song of the summer. Number three most streamed song summer. You said, what song did you think would be more streamed?
I thought it'd be one of his Tate McRae's What I Want.
How about this one? Because this was number three.
What? In case?
Just in case.
Also never heard this one.
But I never fall in love, baby.
Huge on the country.
Yeah, both of the other ones. Yeah, that's his thing.
Yep. Number two, Hannah, you thought you'd want Tate McRae?
I said, baby, you should know that. I thought it would be number one.
Morgan Wallen, 4-3-2.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, that's surprising me. I mean, he did release about a million songs.
Yes, Morgan Wallen. Those were the top three of the four most streamed songs. Morgan Wallen, I Am the Problem. Morgan Wallen, Just in Case. Morgan Wallen, Tate McRae, What I Want. That's what Hannah and I predicted would be the song of the summer. So we didn't win. Hannah, we finished second, which seems to be a theme for you lately.
Very valid, very valid.
But number one most streamed song this summer was...
Mama, you're taking me out.
I don't believe that.
Alex Warren.
Really like this song, but I just feel like to claim the song of the summer title,
summery.
It has to be, to be summery and fun, like driving with the top down.
This summer, it spent 14 weeks at number one.
Wow. This is like a Christmas song, I feel like.
14 weeks at number one, and it was the most streamed. It's actually the most streamed song, I think, of 2025 so far. Like, not only just the song of the summer, but this year, song has just taken off.
And he was in the Hype House with Charlie D'Amelio.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. What? Yeah, he was an OG.
What's the Hype House with Charli D'Amelio?
Oh, if you know, you know.
If you know, you know. 2020 vibes.
Yeah.
Alex Warren, Ordinary, number one song this summer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.